For 2011, the White House focus returns to the economy after a series of legislative maneuvers in Congress.
Debate that will have to answer an increasingly urgent question. And that is, how do we cut spending that we don't need while still making investments that we do need?
In his latest address, President Obama mentioned the economy 13 times in less than 18 minutes. He said the U.S. is past the crisis point and that focus is now on jobs and growth. Economic experts say the president's rehashed objective to restore the economy bolsters consumer confidence.
The first thing that gets withdrawn is the checkbook. Businesses don't want to invest. Consumers don't want to consume. And that is the biggest problem. So,
and you're saying that the election in November gave consumers more confidence?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt, the 111th Congress was hostile to business.
Republicans take over the House in the 112th Congress. The president had to compromise with conservatives over plans to remove Bush-era tax cuts before January, when he would have a tougher time negotiating with the Republican majority. Economists point to many businesses unable to obtain necessary loans and the uncertainty of the 2011 tax code as one of the problems.
The extension of previous tax cuts, which really is the certainty that tax rates will not rise over the next 2 years.
The new Congress will have to tackle the issue of one-third of households earning less than double the poverty line in 2009. Also, one in seven Americans now live on federally assisted food programs.
There are certain areas of the country that sort of typically have high poverty rates, and they continue to have high poverty rates and significant increases.
According to a new study released by the Bank of America, men will have the hardest time recovering from the tough economy. That's because women's earnings are projected to rebound more quickly than men's. In addition, the economic downfall hit male industries such as construction and manufacturing the hardest.
If I had to do it on my own, I would be homeless, you know, and I'm like one step from homeless now.
Before U.S. President Obama left for an 11-day vacation in Hawaii, he expressed confidence that the U.S. economy would mend faster than predicted. But the burden of proof will be in 2011, the success or failure of the U.S. economy, a key setup for an Obama re-election bid in 2012. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.